Alzheimer's Advocacy Group, offended by Never Forget. Monday, September 12th, 2016. This is PF Forever with Un News. New York City. When will the time come to break the taboo of making fun of 9/11? A Walmart Coke display resembling the Twin Towers sparked outrage, as did an ad for a 9/11 sale at San Antonio's Miracle Mattress, and a recent CNN article condemned both stunts. The writer of that article seriously needs to grow up and quit being a fucking baby. And now an Alzheimer's advocacy group is riding the political correctness dick train. Alzheimer's advocacy group Delivering Americans' Memory is newly an overriding Alzheimer's disease. Abbreviation, damn old. We're working on the name, the agency says, the group says. Has taken unjustified offense against the 9/11 slogan, Never Forget. This slogan is deeply offensive to the Alzheimer's community, says damn old President Ethel Matlock. Alzheimer's sufferers struggle every day with their memories. Some don't even remember their own names. How the hell would you expect them to remember 9/11? And in case you yourself forgot what happened that fateful day, I'll do the best I can, but the details get a little fuzzy. On September 11th, 2001, some bad dude named Obama Aladdin or something like that said hi to Jack on a plane that hit two tall twin skyscrapers in New York City. I think that bald black guy from the movies was on that plane. That Fishburne guy. Bah, who cares about such a trivial thing like that? I think Aladdin was working for Weird Al Kidovich or something like that. But anyway, what's really important to remember about this date? Two planes, one hit each tower. Both towers fell to the ground, killing several million. It was essentially the end of the 1990s from a cultural standpoint. The end of Clinton, peace and prosperity, was replaced by the era of Bush, war, and paranoia. When asked for alternative slogans for the attacks, Matlock suggested a very important day and something significant happened in history. You don't necessarily have to remember it, but just acknowledge it, whether you remember it or not. Not quite as memorable. Nota Bene. To those of you who are still easily offended, it was 15 years ago, Osama bin Laden is dead, Saddam Hussein is dead, Gaddafi is dead, Kim Jong-il is dead. There's no need to worry about North Korea, Iraq, Iran, Syria, or ISIS. The only thing we have to fear is Trump himself. And even then, there's no way in hell he's going to win. This is PF Forever with Un News. How many taboos did I break? This is PF Forever with Un News. Breaking taboos since 2005. And remembering 10 years of Un News Audio.